All right. Turn your Bible with me to chapter 17 of the book of Revelation. Revelation 17. We'll start. Religion stinks. Religion is damnable. Because religion is made by human being and telling people, if you are a good person, you will go to heaven no matter what. Same time, true Christianity tell us that we need Jesus, we need a Savior. Amen. There is no one can go to heaven unless they go through Jesus Christ. It is a relationship with Jesus Christ that makes a difference. And it is provided by the God the Father in heaven himself. While the religion is trying to make God in human ways, in other words, degrading God to the human level, what the true Christianity does is making us to realize and making us, through Jesus Christ, we become like a son of God, Jesus Christ. Not in the form of a deity, but in the character of Jesus Christ. We have a Christian churches in America that don't care. As a matter of fact, they could kill us about the final authority of the Word of God. And they ignore the deity of Jesus Christ. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you will find a lot of churches who think that Jesus Christ is not really God. Well, he's just a nice teacher. And they call themselves Christian. Without apology, I will tell you this. They are not Christian if they believe that. Amen. If you believe the same way as they do, we consider this as a wake-up call, as a warning from God himself, not from me. Because my Bible and the Bible on your left does not say that. This is not Christian brother bashing, sister smashing session. I have no intention to do that. But there is a place we have to do the kinds of things that we are about to do. It's known as apostate church. That means they deserted the truth. They walked away from the truth of God and tried to come up with their own doctrines. Calvary Chapel in our church, this church, Calvary Chapel of Sarita, believe and know that the Word of God, the Bible on your lap, has a final authority in every aspect of our lives. Amen. What it says is a final. Just a side story. If you come to see me for the counseling, and the first thing I will ask you is, if I tell you what I know about your situation and give you the answer, would you do it? That would be the first thing I would ask before I even listen to your situation. If you say no, then session is over. Because what I tell you is not worth diddly squat. It's just man's word. Most case, people who come to the counseling, they want me to agree with what they want me to, what they like to hear. I will not do that. I will give you the answer from the Word of God itself. And if you are not going to listen to what the God is speaking to you, there's no sense for me to talk to you anything. So Word of God has a final authority in every aspect of our lives. And the Jesus Christ is the Son of God and God himself. Amen. And he died for our sin and rose again from death and conquered death. And he is sitting at the right hand of the Father. That is the bottom line. I will not negotiate for the sake of cultural tolerance, nor for the sake of diversity. You might say, why can't you get along with the other religion, or why can't you just accept them? I won't, because my Bible says don't. Amen. Apostate church has been around from the first century, folks. If you'd like to know more about it, and you can read chapter 2 and 3 of the book of Revelation. And there's a teaching I've done, and you can rent from CDs from the bookstore or download from the website. Let's have a word of prayer before we go any further. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to hear from your word has a final authority, and it is the voice of God. Our hearts open, our minds open to receive your guidance. We believe you are going to speak to us, and our hearts will be changed according to your way. Let us have a softened heart to receive, and let us have a wisdom that comes from you to understand what you're speaking to us. Pray this in one more thing. Lord, we also lift up our soldiers all around the world. We are asking you to watch over them. Keep them safe, especially during this difficult time. And also we lift up our law enforcement in this community, Tucson, Sarita, Green Valley, Rio Rico, Chubac area, and all the way down to the Nogales, all over this country. We are asking your hand to be upon them, keep them safe, and strengthen them, and they may come to know Jesus Christ if they don't know you. And if there is anyone who is sick in this room, they may be healed. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 1 of chapter 17, book of Revelation. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me and saying to me to come. I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on the many waters, with whom kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. The word Babylon is mentioned 287 times throughout the whole entire Bible. This word, the city, is mentioned more than any other cities, exception of Jerusalem. It is a little city on the Euphrates River. Ever since the Genesis 11 Noah's Ark flood, you find and this area is being developed and become a great civilization. In chapter 11, we find Tower of Babel. This place is filled with occultic and cultic activities, and those who are familiar with the Old Testament know that Babylon name associated with the organized the idolatry and blasphemy against the word of God. And they are the one who persecute the Israeli people time after time. Babylon once later became the capital of the idolatrous nation, especially King Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom and the Medo-Persia kingdom. One reason Apostle Paul used the kinds of symbolic things throughout the old, New Testament, Book of Revelation, is because he's hoping that it would fit in just about any age. He wants us to think that this can be happened any time. The harlot, which means they sold their truth, their loyal allegiance to someone else other than Jesus Christ. As I said, the apostate church has been around from the day one. And we find this kind of church all around America. This will heighten and climax at the last day of the tribulation. Every age features Babylon. Somehow, Hollywood is engluing to this the word Babylon. You heard of some of the sci-fi movie Babylon, and there is a lot of things about Babylon, and they think that Babylon is a special thing. Of course, because Hollywood is directly connected with the satanic things. Amen. And Babylon is a straight, in my opinion, is a snitch of satanic activities. Babylon is a political and economical system that sought to control the people's mind and destinies through new things, religion. That's the great harlot. According to religious history, the legend, Babylonian religion is founded by the wife of the Nimrod. Nimrod is the great-grandson of the Noah. This wife, Semiramis, she is the one who started, and she made herself the goddess, queen of heaven. Have you ever seen that kind of pictures before? As a matter of fact, you will be able to find this kind of picture all around the world, even in China, in India, and just about anywhere in Africa. Also, you will find the same kind of style picture in the Byzantine, Catholic style picture, Virgin Mary holding the baby Jesus. It influenced a lot of things. She declared that she conceived this child, Tammuz, T-A-M-M-U-S-U-Z, Tammuz, and miraculously. And she's the one who is known as the Queen of Heaven. Around the world, you will find a lot of artifacts like this. And you will find that the legend said Tammuz was killed by a wild animal. However, he miraculously resurrected from death. Does that sound familiar to you? It's predated before Christianity. Bible makes a specific mention about this kind of thing against the Tammuz worship or the worship of the Queen of Heaven. Ezekiel protests against a ceremony of whipping Tammuz, Ezekiel 8:14, and Jeremiah mentioned the hidden practice in making the cake for the Queen of Heaven, Jeremiah 7:18, and offering incense to the Queen of Heaven, Jeremiah 44:17 through 19 and 44:25. You might want to jot it down and take a look at it later. Great holidays and unification of all the churches, all the apostate churches. If you're a Catholic, please bear with me. I'm not trying to bash Catholic. Actually, if you're a true Catholic, you would believe principle of Christianity better than some of the liberal Protestant churches. Because you believe Trinity. There is no doubt about it in your mind. However, now the Roman Catholic is changing its course. It's not about the Protestant against the Catholic or Protestant against any other religions. This is apostate religion that walked away from the truth of God and they're unifying and they become one branch, one gigantic, one-world religion. So if you're thinking that Catholic is the one that is going to be the great harlot, you're reading the book of Revelation in the wrong way. I'm going to make that thing very clear to you. Religious Babylon intoxicated kings and people around the world, and that will happen during the tribulation. And founder of communism, Karl Marx, said, religion is the opium of masses. He's partly correct. Why do I say they're partly correct? Empty religion, apostate churches, their faith, their belief is the opium of masses. Current American media is readily accepting just about any religion, from American Indian rain dance to the Hinduism and New Age movement. If you don't believe me, some of you remember the Shirley MacLaine, high priest of New Age, screaming her head off, "I am God," on the beachside. They broadcast that thing on during the prime time. Encouraging people to think that we are God ourselves. No wonder why the world is chaos. Because everybody thinks that we are God. We are not God. I'm not God. You ain't God. There's only one God. Amen. You might say, well, I don't agree. I don't care what you agree with me or not. The truth stands no matter what we do. And the American media treat Christianity like some sort of leper. Verse 3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman, underline next phrase, please, sitting on a scarlet beast, please, which was full of a name of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. This woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, adorned with gold and precious stone and pearls, having in her hand golden cup full of abomination and the filthiness of her fornication. On her forehead, underlined on her forehead, a name was written. And the next phrase needs to be underlined too. Mystery Babylon, the great and the mother of harlots, of the abomination of the earth. I saw a woman drunk with the blood of the saint and the blood of martyrs of the Jesus. And I saw her. When I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. Her position and riding a beast seems like it give a concept that she is in control. And she is supported by the political power of this scarlet beast, which is Antichrist. That is just outward look. Her association with the blasphemy and the dragon's beast is clearly seen in God's perspective. And this great harlot, because she is religious, in people on earth during the tribulation time, in their eyes, she is very religious and she has a faith that everybody wants. Woman clothed with the emblem of the rich and power. She has a rich of gold and scarlet and purple, luxury of purple, and a precious stone. However, same time, she has a garment of scarlet, which is and that during the time it symbolized political power, the kingship. Yet she is offering idolatry and abomination to all the people, and she is taking people as many as she can to hell. She has a religious flavor, yet she does not have a savior. What do I find from this kind of thing? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, please. Keep your finger in the Revelation. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. Some of you guys know this by heart. 2 Timothy 3, 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. From such a people, turn away. Have a form of godliness, but denying its power. Denying the power of Jesus Christ. Denying the truth of God. In spite of her glamour, and she is nothing but a spiritual prostitute, she sold herself for the personal gain. Let me put it this way, guys. In a way, we can be spiritual prostitute. I know you might say, how can you say that in the church? Well, the Bible says so. If we sell ourselves for personal pleasure or personal gain, we are no different than this great harlot. There are many. The people who backslide, they are walking into the world, back into the world for personal pleasure. And they are the same thing as this great harlot. The title on the forehead, it's not for the literal Babylon, but it is a spiritual representation. By the way, did you know that I found an interesting thing? I found that the Roman prostitute wear the almost like a bandana with their name on. Isn't that interesting? The harlot is larger than just one branch of the denomination or institution of religion we find in America or around the world. Like I said, don't consider Roman Catholic as a great harlot. It's more than Roman Catholic. Probably it will be all conglomerated in apostate churches around the world will come here. We are created for God's pleasure and bring worship and adoration to Him when we replace our adoration to God with anything else. Then it is the same thing that we're committing idolatry, and the false religion is the greatest enemy of the true Christianity. Let's go to verse 7. But the angel said to me, why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman of the great beast that carries her, which has 7 heads and 10 horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. And those who dwell on earth will marvel, whose name are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not and yet is. And probably you're thinking, I'm not getting this. It's way too confusing. Well, bear with me. Let's go on. Verse 9. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which woman sits. Underline 7 mountains on which the woman sits. There are also seven kings on the line, next phrase, whole verse, please. Seven kings, five have fallen, one is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short time. And the beast that was, and is not, and is himself also the eighth, and is of the seven, and is going to perdition. Focus of the explanation about the whole thing is on the beast. And it appears to be Holland is riding the beast. However, the dynamic factor is the beast is the one in control, not the Holland. Holland is just getting a ride. If you notice, just about any tyrant used religion as some sort of a pawn to get what they want. And this is the case in point. Many people, especially from the Protestant view, like to, as I said, think the Catholic is a part of this, but it is not. And I'm repeating this over and over because I don't want you to think that Catholic is the final church and final great harlot. Indication about the Roman Catholicism is a unique partnership with the one world religion comes alive when this statement by the Pope John Paul made it very interesting. Would you place that, please, slide? In addressing the prayer gathering of the Christian, Muslim, and Jews, and Buddhist, and the others, Pope John Paul II told participants that their efforts were unleashing profound spiritual energies in the world and bringing about new climate of the peace. The Pope pledged the Catholic Church intend to share it in and promote such ecumenical and interreligious cooperation. Do you think they are kind of going into over the edge? I do believe so too. That's not the only thing. How about the Episcopalians or the Lutheran or United Methodists? Especially United Methodists, they are accepting homosexual priest or the pastor as part of their staff members. If you don't consider that as a part going over the edge, I don't know what you call it. As I said before, the Word of God will not negotiate for the sake of cultural tolerance or diversity. It stays as is in truth. Next slide, would you please? Catholic Review, the newsletter, commented on this and said, the unity of the religion promoted by Holy Father Pope John Paul II and approved by His Holiness, whatever that guy's name, Lama, is not a goal to be achieved immediately, but a day may come when the love and the compassion which both Buddha and Christ priest so eloquently will unite in the world a common effort to save humanity from the senseless destruction and the leading toward the light in which we all believe. There's a great Greek word for this one, in pig's eyes. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 14. I ask you, I gave a kind of rhetorical question. Why can't Christianity get along with other religion? Why does it have to be so rigid, so narrow-minded? I'll let the Apostle Paul answer for us. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? What common communion has light with darkness? That's why. In verse 10, Apostle John mentioned about the seven kings. Some of the Bible commentators or Bible scholars said that this is the seven emperors, five of them who went away and passed away during the John's day. And one is, which is Nero, and another one to come, Domitian. However, to go by that way, you cannot make it right with historically. There's some difficulty with historical analogy. So in my opinion, and with a lot of other Bible scholars, this is what we believe. Five have fallen, and they refer to the five world empires in the past: Egypt, Assyria, Babylonia, and Medo-Persia, and Greece. And the current one at that time would be the Rome. And the one to come is kingdom of the Antichrist. Let's continue verse 12. 10 horns which you saw are the 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but received authority for 1 hour as a king with the beast. These are the one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. And this will make the war with the Lamb. And now we find in verse 14, all of a sudden, back to the Armageddon. And the Lamb will overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and King of kings. And those who are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Then he said to me, the waters which you saw where the harlot sits are the people, multitude, nations, and tongues. Many Bible scholars, and myself too, and believe that this 10 kings, 10 nations is coming from the European Union. When I was in Bulgaria, and I found this picture, this flag all over. Bulgaria like to join the European Union in 2007. Currently, there are 12 nations. Did you notice the 12 stars? And the yellow color nations are the currently joined and members of the European Union. As I said, euro dollars is exceeding and more valuable than the American. I said euro dollar. That's incorrect. Euro is more valuable than American dollars. And it will tilt the scale when Chinese and Japanese people change their stock currency from dollar to euro. It will completely tilt the scale, and our stock market will go down so fast, your stock will be not much different than paper can be used in the toilet. I guess that's way too thick, huh? Never mind. So think about this kind of thing. All the weight of the importance of the country is changing from America to the European. This is the United States of Europe, and they have more power than ever before. Since 1955, they are changing the shift. And now it's better, and they're in a better position than ever before. You said, I said 12 nations. And you might say, then how are you going to come up with the 10 nations? I do believe it will be consolidated during the time of before the rapture or during the time of tribulation. It doesn't matter which country they are. The fact is, God predicting it, and it will happen to it. And the harlot's influence is worldwide, and his connection to the beast is through her religion, and it's making it happen. Verse 16, then 10 horns which you saw in the beast, and they will hate the harlot, make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh, and burn her with the fire. For God has put it in their heart to fulfill his purpose to be the one mind and to give their kingdoms to the beast until the word of God is fulfilled. And the woman whom you saw is a great city which reigns over the kingdom of the earth. Ultimately, an Antichrist will not tolerate any worship except himself. So far, he's been taking the worship in proxy through this one world religion, great harlot. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. This is the one he's talking about, abomination of desolation. Let no one deceive you by any means, so for that the day will not come unless the falling away comes first. The man of sin, which is Antichrist, is revealed, and the son of perdition, who oppose and exalt himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God in showing himself that he is God. In other words, for the great harlot, the honeymoon is over. The beast is showing the true color. On the same note, we will be disgraced. We will be devoured by any sin that we try to attempt to control without repentance. If you have a sin, you are not dealing with it according to the Word of God, and you're thinking that you can handle it, you might have the pornography magazine under the bed or inside the garage, or you might be visiting the porno website regularly without your wife's knowing or your parents knowing or whatever the situation is secretly. If you are doing that and thinking that you can handle it, I guarantee you, you cannot handle it. Amen. You might say that pornography is a victimless sin. Does the Word of God say against it? Yes. Do you need to stop? Yes. Some of you say, well, I just drink occasionally. Well, it's a social drink. Where do you draw the line of that social drink and the getting plastered and puking your guts out into the bowl and punching somebody because you got drunk? How do I know? Because I've seen way too many people. My relative was that way. When I grew up, I had an uncle who came and beat up my mother because he got plastered. Where can you draw the line between social drink and getting plastered? One too many drink will take you to the being plastered. There's no such a thing as a small sin. There's no such a thing as a big sin. In God's eyes, complete full-blown adultery is the same thing as a picking website that you are not supposed to look at. Or the R-rated movie with the bare-breasted woman showing on the screen, or sex scene, what makes you think that you can handle it? I cannot. And some of you say, hey, preacher, you're going way too deep on this thing. You're getting too close. Maybe it's time for you to confront this thing. Amen. I'm not trying to beat up on you. I'm not trying to make you to feel bad. However, this thing must be dealt, otherwise that sin will control you. Amen. How can you claim that you're living a holy life for God when you have that, when I have that kind of thing in my life, in your life? We cannot. It's time to face the fact and deal with it. If you cannot handle cable TV, cut it off. Stop the subscription. If you cannot handle the internet, get off the internet. Put the blocker on it. Do something. Let your wife to put the password in it. Do something to stop that sin. If you're having a problem with the alcohol, why are you going to the supermarket and go to the left side and going into looking at the tequila and the dry jeans? And while just one bottle won't hurt me, I got a phone call. He's a former alcoholic. He called me and said, hey, you know, I'm drinking. After this six-pack, I will stop drinking. So I said, you out of your mind? You drained those beers. He said, no, I just will drink this thing. I won't drink it anymore. And said, you drink that thing, you'll go right back to the shooting heroin. He said, you're mean. So I said, I know, I'm mean now, but you will love me later. Folks, if you give an inch to sin, to Satan, he will be ruler over you. Amen. You may say, well, remember, Christian cannot be possessed. Yes, but Christian can be oppressed by Satan, Amen. By sin. Let's make applications. And Romans 3:23 said, for we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. None of us can handle sin. We must deal with according to God's way. Let's make application. Number one, Satan's counterfeit religion is subtle and requires spiritual discernment to recognize. In every age, there is a tremendous pressure to conform to the popular religion. I will die before I conform into the popular religion. Amen. As normal saying over my dead body. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 1. By the way, after this kind of teaching, I know a lot of you, some of you will not come back. That's okay. I'm not looking for the numbers. I'd like to have more people, but I'm not married to the numbers. That's why I don't even know how many people we have. If we had all the people from the day one, probably we can fill this room a couple times or three times. If I'm looking for numbers, I would try to make you feel good. I might please you, but I will displease God. Whom do I concern about more? God, not you. Amen. Verse 1 of chapter 4. Now the Spirit expressly say that in the latter time, some will depart from faith. This is so cool. Giving heed to deceiving spirit and doctrine of demons. Isn't that cool? I mean, isn't that the truth? Let's go one more verse. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. I know I'm taking a little longer time than normal. Bear with me. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. But evil men and impostor will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. Second application. The only truth we should believe in God is God's truth from the Bible. Each of us accountable for what we choose to believe. Nobody can say that somebody made me to believe that way. We choose to believe that way. Third application. We will be disgraced and devoured by any sins we attempt to control without repentance. Like a harlot, we can ride the sin for a season, arrayed with a purple and precious stone and purple robe of confidence. But eventually, like a harlot, that sin will devour us and disgrace us. Is it worth it? Not. Let's stand up and pray.